We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights of morning news.
From the WPGU news desk, from here's today's WPGU headlines news, on WPGU 107.1.
It's Friday, September 12th, 2025. Kicking things off with our first world news roundup of the semester, bringing you this week's top headlines from around the world. Right-wing political activist Charlie Kirk was shot and killed at a Utah Valley University event on Wednesday. The FBI is offering a $100,000 reward for any information aiding in the arrest of the suspect. Meanwhile, President Trump stated that he would award Kirk with a posthumous Presidential Medal of Freedom. On Tuesday, Israel attacked Qatar in a strike targeting Hamas leaders in Doha, killing 6 people. The United Nations Security Council and several nations across the world have condemned the attack on Qatar's soil. Moving to Nepal, the Nepalese army instated a curfew on Kathmandu after anti-corruption protesters toppled the country's government and set fire to government buildings. The army briefly lifted the curfew Thursday morning. Next, Indonesia has been experiencing torrential flooding and landslides this week due to heavy rainfall. So far, 21 people have died and 4 people have gone missing. Rescue missions started Thursday as water levels began to go down. Lastly, more than 300 South Korean workers who were detained by ICE at a Hyundai factory in Georgia departed the United States to South Korea on Thursday. Here's what's coming up this weekend. The Illini look to continue their dominant start to the football season this Saturday as the Western Michigan Broncos come to the newly named Geese Memorial Stadium. Illinois is coming off a big win against Duke last weekend, beating the Blue Devils by 26 points on their home turf. In the latest AP poll, the Illini checked in at number 9, which is their highest ranking since 2001. The Broncos have lost both of their first 2 games this season and are looking to shock the world and spoil family day here in Champaign. Kickoff is set for 6 p.m. and the game will be broadcasted on FS1. Looking for something to eat before the game? Champaign's Black Dog Smoke and Ale House hopes to reopen its doors tomorrow after a fire broke out last week. The fire occurred September 2nd due to the restaurant's smoker and the roof was the only damage to the establishment. No injuries were reported. Before reopening, Black Dog must complete a series of precautions. An insurance investigation is currently taking place, as well as the installation of a temporary roof. The CU Public Health District will need to ensure the temporary structure is safe as well. If these precautions are finished on time, the smokehouse will be able to reopen its doors tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. In the meantime, Black Dog Smoke and Ale House's Urbana location will be open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Finally, the university is currently 6th in the We Give Blood competition, a blood drive held by healthcare company Abbott and the Big Ten. The competition is ongoing, having started on August 27th and running until December 5th, and includes all 18 Big Ten universities. As part of the competition, there will be a $1 million prize to the university whose students donate the most blood by the competition deadline. There will also be a chance for university students to win a prize if their school donates more blood during the competition's, quote, weekly one-up challenges, end quote. The university's weekly one-up challenge will go from September 13th to the 19th, where it will face off against Indiana University. If Illinois wins their weekly one-up challenge, one student who donated blood during the challenge's time frame will win 2 tickets to the Ohio State vs. Illinois football game on October 11th and a piece of signed merchandise. To donate blood for the competition, visit any blood center or mobile drive in the U.S. and upload proof of donation at bigten.org/Abbott. Alternatively, after donating, text DONATE to 222-688 and follow the prompts. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Zaina Qureshi, Cooper O'Kelly, Faith Routley, and Sean Farnsley. From WPGU News, this has been Amelia Benson.